Welcome to OncLive On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. OncLive On Air is a podcast from OncLive, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, OncLive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by Seagen, we had the pleasure of speaking with Matthew Galsky, MD, about the FDA approval of enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab for patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial cancer. Dr. Galsky is a professor of medicine, hematology, and medical oncology, and director of genitourinary medical oncology at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, as well as co-director of the Center of Excellence for Bladder Cancer and associate director for translational research at the Tisch Cancer Institute in New York, New York. On December 15, 2023, the FDA approved the combination of enfortumab vedotin and pembrolizumab for the treatment of patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial cancer. This regulatory decision was supported by findings from the Phase 3 EV-302 KEYNOTE-A39 trial and follows the April 2023 FDA accelerated approval of the combination for patients with locally advanced or metastatic urothelial carcinoma who are ineligible for cisplatin-containing chemotherapy. In EV-302, enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab produced a median overall survival of 31.5 months versus 16.1 months with platinum-based chemotherapy. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Galsky discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy and safety data from the EV-302 trial, and future directions in urothelial cancer research. Thank you so much, Dr. Galsky, for joining us today on an episode of OncLive On Air to discuss the FDA approval of enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab in patients with advanced urothelial carcinoma. Just to start, what is the significance of this approval?
For first-line treatment of patients with metastatic urothelial cancer, there's really been no progress in treatment over several decades. Platinum-based chemotherapy combinations were developed many decades ago, and there have been a series of phase 3 trials trying to improve upon that, and really there was no benefit shown in a series of phase 3 studies until ESMO this past year, where two studies were presented in the same session demonstrating an improvement in survival beyond platinum-based chemotherapy alone. One of those was EV-302, which studied enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab versus platinum-based chemotherapy, showing a survival benefit and showing a marked survival benefit at that. There are major implications to these findings, both in terms of advancing the field for the first time in this space in decades, and the second, based on the effect size, this was not a small benefit that was seen, it was a large benefit.
What were some key data from the EV-302 trial?
EV plus pembro versus chemotherapy versus platinum-based chemotherapy. Remember, on this study, eligible patients included those who could receive cisplatin or carboplatin-based chemotherapy, so the control arm was a mix of the two. Really, the key metrics in terms of anti-cancer activity or efficacy are response rates, progression-free survival, and overall survival. So let's talk about each of those. In terms of response rates with platinum-based chemotherapy, 44.4%, the objective response rate, 67.7% with EV plus pembro. And impressively, an improvement in the rates of complete radiographic responses as well, 12.5% with platinum-based chemotherapy, 29% with EV plus pembro. In terms of progression-free survival, there was a median progression-free survival of 6.3 months with platinum-based chemotherapy, 12.5 months, almost a doubling, with EV plus pembro translating into a hazard ratio of 0.45. And then for overall survival, a median overall survival of 16.1 months with platinum-based chemotherapy, 31.5 months with EV plus pembro for a hazard ratio of 0.47.
Although the safety profiles of enfortumab vedotin and pembrolizumab are well known by now, what safety considerations with this combination should oncologists keep in mind?
There are different safety profiles with platinum-based chemotherapy versus EV plus pembro. And so there is largely non-overlapping side effects between the two regimens. With EV plus pembro, things to look out for are rash, which can range from a mild rash to something that's more serious. There can be peripheral neuropathy, tends to be a cumulative treatment-related side effect. Hyperglycemia can occur in some patients treated with enfortumab vedotin. And those are really the key side effects to look out for in terms of side effects being somewhat unique to this combination regimen. Cytopenias, of course, we see with platinum-based chemotherapy, tends not to be a major issue with enfortumab plus pembrolizumab.
Where does this combination fit into the urothelial cancer treatment paradigm?
This was a clinical trial exploring this regimen versus platinum-based chemotherapy in all comers and frontline treatment of metastatic urothelial cancer. And based on the effect size, based on the fact that there does not seem to be a difference in the effect size when doing subset analyses in patients who receive cisplatin-based chemotherapy versus carboplatin-based chemotherapy on the control arm, this is really a regimen that is a first-line standard treatment in an all-comer population. In the same session at ESMO and now published in the New England Journal of Medicine was the CheckMate 901 study, GemCis versus GemCis-Nivo. And so this is a slightly different patient population that it's restricted to patients who are cisplatin eligible. Study also shows a survival benefit compared to gemcitabine beat cisplatin alone. Where this fits in terms of the treatment landscape, perhaps there are some patient characteristics for which one regimen might be considered versus another. But for the overall patients with metastatic urothelial cancer in the frontline setting, based on the results of this study, enfortumab vedotin plus pembrolizumab really represents a first-line treatment standard.
What does the future look like for urothelial cancer management?
There are two remaining questions in the frontline treatment of patients with metastatic urothelial cancer from a generation of studies that were initiated around the same time, asking some similar questions. So there is one pending study combining chemotherapy with immune checkpoint blockade that hasn't read out yet, and that's the NILE study. And that study randomized patients between platinum-based chemotherapy versus platinum-based chemotherapy plus PD-L1 blockade with durvalumab versus a quadruplet regimen. So platinum-based chemotherapy, durvalumab plus tremelimumab. So PD-L1 blockade plus CTLA-4 blockade. We haven't seen those results yet. The other results we haven't seen yet are the results from the CheckMate 901 study in one of the co-primary endpoints comparing ipilimumab and nivolumab versus platinum-based chemotherapy. So the final story on CTLA-4 blockade in the frontline treatment of patients with metastatic urothelial cancer has not been written yet. We need to see the results from those two pending studies. After those two pending studies, there's a gap in terms of studies initiated in frontline treatment of patients with metastatic urothelial cancer because I think a lot of the community was waiting for the results of the EV-302 study. Now that EV-302 has read out, there are studies moving forward in the frontline setting in patients with metastatic urothelial cancer. One intriguing study will be looking at whether or not an anti-HER2 antibody drug conjugate plus immune checkpoint blockade yields beneficial results in that setting. And so that's a phase 3 study that we'll be looking forward to seeing the results for in the future.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by Seagen. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.